More than 1,000 students will graduate from the University of Alaska Anchorage this weekend, but they won't mark the milestone in the usual way. There won't be caps and gowns, and walking across the stage to get a diploma? Not going to happen. Alaska Public Media's Tegan Hanlon has more about what it's like to graduate during a pandemic.
If Alex Jorgensen had to pick one word to describe what it's like graduating during the coronavirus, it's anticlimactic.
This is a big milestone in my life. I worked really hard for the past 5 years to earn this degree, and now it just, there's no like ending point. It just slowly diffuses into the rest of like the 60 years of my adult life. There's no like transition.
Jorgensen is 22 years old and graduating with a bachelor's degree in political science. Like college students across Alaska and the entire country, his on-campus life ended abruptly when the coronavirus took hold in March. UAA moved classes online, dorms closed, and that in-person graduation ceremony capping off years of work, well, that was postponed indefinitely.
It sucks to not be able to go back even for, you know, one last time to visit the place I've been for the past 5 years.
For now, UAA is celebrating the class of 2020 online. Instead of a crowded arena with green and gold confetti raining over the graduates, the university will launch a special website on graduation day with video tributes and speeches.
Yeah, it's tough. Definitely tough. It's emotional for sure. If I start talking too much, I might start crying.
That's Virginia Groeschel, a graduate student who was selected to speak at graduation along with Jorgensen. They pre-recorded their speeches this year. Instead of talking to a sea of students, Groeschel read her speech from a desk at home during an online Zoom meeting with a university employee as her husband and son stayed quiet in another room. She says she totally understands the need to have a virtual celebration, but it's still kind of a bummer. She and her classmates had imagined this moment so differently not too long ago.
We were talking about buying gowns, what sort of regalia we were going to have, what sort of, you know, we were going to go crazy, right? And I was going to have a party. I was inviting everybody. And as if I was going to speak, this is what I was going to do. And already kind of, you know, thinking through, walking through the moment when you're going on stage.
But there won't be any stage or big parties or hugs, high fives, and handshakes between classmates and professors, at least not right now. Natalia Udovic says there are so many people from UAA she wishes she could thank in person.
I still can call them, you know, and post stuff on Facebook, but getting them all together to celebrate with me is something different. I think virtual aspect of it, virtual aspect of hugs and smiles doesn't feel the same. No.
Udovic works at BP. She's transferring to a new job with the company in Germany soon. She says she'll celebrate her new degree in a video call with her department.
This is a bittersweet experience because I was hoping I will get to, you know, walk the graduation line and so on and so forth. And unfortunately, it's not happening. So making best out of the situation.
Other students say they plan to celebrate on video calls with friends and family or have tiny celebrations with those they live with. Veronica Smith borrowed a friend's old cap and gown so she can take photos on her deck to document the milestone.
I'm going to be wearing the cords and all that stuff, pretending like I had an actual ceremony.
Graduation ceremony aside, there's another looming step ahead for many new graduates, the job search. Jorgensen, the political science major, says it's tough with so many hiring freezes and layoffs.
Now that we're graduating from college, this is the point in our lives where we're supposed to be, you know, establishing ourselves in the professional world and trying to find a new track for where we want to go in life. But yet we're trying to do this in a period of a pandemic, in a period where, you know, we've seen crazy high levels of unemployment.
Jorgensen says he's continuing to search for jobs and reach out to contacts as he finishes up his final college paper and the online graduation celebrations inch closer. In Anchorage, I'm Tegan Hanlon.